Four, Madam Clerk.
Item number four, from the Acting Manager of Real Estate Services, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational monthly report on the status of excess property sales. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Welcome.
Good morning. Julie Esch, Director of Operations for Department of Administrative Services. We have some good news and revenue coming in on UWM Innovation Park. March 29th, UWM Real Estate Foundation closed on the ABB deal. So we went through the process of releasing the mortgage for that portion of the entire Innovation Park, and the county received $225,000 in proceeds. That's 75% of the total sale price.
Excellent. Anything else on the report?
That's the big one. And that's the first set of proceeds, and it'll apply to the back end of the payments that they receive, that we receive from them.
And do you know what the figures are year to date on real estate sales?
Year-to-date on real estate sales is $255,650. We have two small parcels that closed, and one in Franklin and one in West Dallas.
And did you want to introduce someone?
Sure, I can do that.
Team, do you want to come up?
Sure.
Well, Anne?
Oh, and
Dave, my, too.
Yeah, I think we have two people.
I apologize, because I know Dave came to our agenda setting, too. Here.
Go ahead, Julie. We get some new faces here. These are not up for votes at all today. One will not be subject to a vote, but I think the committee members would like to meet these individuals.
Yes, definitely. I apologize. First, on this is Mr. Dave Cialdini at the end. He's our new real estate agent, and he is now the proud father of four girls as of Friday. That's why poor guy. I should have brought you a coffee.
Four daughters.
13 of them.
All together? Yeah. Four all together?
Yeah, under one roof.
But not quadruplets.
Not quadruplets.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, okay. I understand.
I'm pleased to say that Dave has hit the ground running. He has private sector experience in largely commercial real estate, and he is right now in Jerry Baker's old office, which is filled with a lot of good material to go through, but Dave has been doing a great job, and now we have Tate.
I'm sorry, what was the last name again?
Cialdini, it's Cialdini, and again, he's the real estate agent.
Thank you.
And then Teague Whaley Smith is going to be up for confirmation, I believe, next cycle. And it's T-E-I-G Whaley Smith. And, you know, both of you are going to have an opportunity if they may.
Well, sure. And like Teague Whaley Smith is, I think, going to want to hopefully meet with everyone from the committee. Certainly, our committee's important for him to talk with. We'll be up for, I believe, confirmation in May. But we welcome you. I'm glad you're sitting here watching the committee's business for today to kind of, you know, introduce yourself. And actually, we've had your expertise here before. I know, yeah. Supervisor Bolin and I, and I think Schmidt, have met with you. You're really very, very knowledgeable about all the WIDA rules and the tax credits and the housing stuff. So just that little introduction. So I invite the committee members to make sure you get an appointment with Mr. Wiley Smith, because you're going to want to make sure you get a good background before we have that vote. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Wiley Smith is the former director of the Martin Luther King Bid District. Mm-hmm. He is an attorney, and he's had his own development company, and he is very thorough and comprehensive in what he does, what he has, what I know him to have done.
All right, well, we'll save all that for next month. Supervisor Reichman?
You got to open that. Esch, who else is working in real estate now? Do we have other contract employees, or what? You know, who's our team there today?
Sure. The other two employees in real estate are Craig Dillman, who's back on a personal services contract and working on the zoo interchange project for me, and then Nancy Sebastian, who's our office manager, actually for the entire Economic Development Division.
So I have a personal service contract and one of our former county board
somebody
staff.
We trained, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure who's all on the team.
Jill there?
I'm sorry, Jill is on the economic development side, and of course we have our McCamless staff too.
Anyone else? Anything further
yes.
on the informational report?
Oh, yes.
Supervisor Schmidt, and then Weishen, and then Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just going to ask too, since you know we got the amount and of course the ABB, which is really good. But any update at all on the pending property closings? The block, the park east of Bum, we're always concerned about anything going on that. Book closing is supposed to be coming soon, et cetera.
No, Supervisor Chairman, we have not received any information further on that.
What's our timeline on that? How long do they have again?
Until June 30th of this
okay.
year for the option.
So we have not met. There's nothing going on. Is no reason to meet? Is that what we're saying?
Mm-hmm. Not at this point. I think we will have to relatively as soon as we get closer to the option deadline.
So we haven't reached out and see what where we are in this.
No, Supervisor, I haven't.
Is that something we should be doing, or is it on your agenda, please?
I could put it on my agenda for sure. And
I would think so, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Weishen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The block 60. That's the Rainier property.
You've been through
yes, Supervisor. Right. Right, that's a Rainier property.
Okay, well, I think it's important that, you know, there was just recently, last week, a lot of accusations about the progress on the Park East and whether or not Milwaukee County has been, accessible to developers. And I think this is a classic example of where Mr. Bruce Westling, I believe is his name, has come before this committee multiple times and asked for extensions, mm-hmm. and this committee and this county board has granted those to the point now of, you know, I think we're going on, 7 years there? and it has no bearing on, you know, what Milwaukee County has done. And in fact, it's been the real estate market and the financial industry. So, you know, I take great offense to those who claim that Milwaukee County is not being proactive in development. I think we saw from Mr. Marcoux's presentation this morning, whether it is the Transit Center or the Park East, that we put literally hundreds of millions of dollars worth of development before the citizens and approved that, which is more than I can say for a lot of people in this community.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question about the general property status on page 2. Are all of these empty lots or are these homes that we have listed?
I believe it's a mix, but I will follow up with you on that.
Okay.
I can speak for the Cudahy properties. They're all homes. They're all existing homes or duplexes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are four of them on there.
Item 4 is at $375,000.
Yeah.
What is that, like a factory or that's all land?
It's all vacant land.
Okay.
General properties.
On Beatrice, mm-hmm. not the Cudahy ones.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's right after the Cudahy.
Oh, okay.
Or it's right in the middle. But Supervisor Jessic made a great point on the last item of looking at foreclosures in the rest of the county,
mm-hmm.
and actually doing something proactive with them, with our human services and our health department, assessing more housing for people with disabilities, supportive housing. So I think that would be a great endeavor to get into. Look forward to working on it.
Supervisor Weishen.
Madam Chair, just thinking now, since we do have the option coming to an end potentially in June, I would, it'd be the pleasure of the committee if we could request that the department give us an update,
mm-hmm.
a written detailed report of what's taking place and what has taken place on the Park East. You know, we have done things, whether it's MSWE or Wangard parcel, and I think that, you know, we need to get that put out there, exactly what's taking place and what the development community is asking from Milwaukee County.
So can we note this request? I agree. I actually did talk to Mr. Mark Koo briefly this morning as well about the Park East. So I think it would be helpful to get the map back up with the parcels marked and a good report on where we are with those, if we can get that for next month, Michelle.
Yes, we can do that.
All right, thank you. Anything else from the committee? That request.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it, and we look forward to getting more information and then seeing Mr. Wiley-Smith next month as well, and hopefully our committee can get those meetings held before that. All right.